Just do it. A famous tagline we present to you today. Welcome, dear listeners, to this podcast. Today, we have Francis and Dhruv here.
So, at present, both of us are BA second year students pursuing our college studies at St. Xavier's College, Ahmedabad.
Making this podcast is one of our syllabi and assignments. In this podcast, we are going to share in depth our intellect and experience on semiotics. We have based our contextual reference to Roland Barthes' Semiotics.
So, we will be podcasting the said matters into two parts. The first will be about the denotative signs of semiotics, and the second part will be about quantitative signs of semiotics.
But first, let us try to understand the concept of semiotics by Roland Barthes.
Alright, so he expanded the idea of language beyond words. He asserted that everything in our cultural environment communicates meaning through signs. These signs can be linguistic, as in words, visual, as in images or symbols, or even non-verbal, as in gestures or behaviors. He believed that signs are not just neutral conveyors of meaning. They are influenced by social conventions and cultural contexts. Therefore, he introduced the concept of the signifier and the signified. The signifier is the physical form of a sign, such as a word or an image. The signified now is the meaning or the concept associated with that sign.
So the first concept of semiotics will be the denotative sign. To evaluate this, we have chosen the famous Nike tagline, "Just Do It," which is taken from the journalistic pieces Suffolk News Herald.com and Brand Equity EconomicTimes.India.com.
Before talking about the well-known tagline and slogan, "Just Do It," it is essential to understand the origin and the historical murder that actually inspired Nike's most successful marketing campaign.
It all started in 1988. Nike was looking for a powerful tagline to unify and strengthen their brand image. They turned to the advertising agency Whedon and Kennedy, the co-founders, to create a campaign that would resonate with their target audience. Dan Whedon found inspiration in an unexpected place, the last words of Gary Gilmore, a convicted murderer who was executed in Utah in 1977.
So, well, that's interesting. Well, who was this Gary Gilmore?
He was an American criminal in McCamey, Texas, who gained notoriety for his crimes and his insistence on being executed for them. His difficult childhood, marked by physical and emotional abuse, led him to a life of crime, and he spent much of his adolescence and adulthood in and out of detention centers and prisons. Gilmore's last crime fell on 19 July 1976. He committed two cold-blooded murders in two consecutive days. His first victim was Max Jensen, a gas station attendant in Orem, Utah, who was shot to death during a robbery. The following day, Gilmore shot and killed Benny Bushell, a motel manager in Provo, during another robbery attempt.
Oh, but why was this crime so significant that Nike had to take his last words for the tagline?
You know, what made Gilmore's case significant was his demand to be executed quickly, refusing to appeal his sentence or seek a commutation. Gilmore's arrest and trial garnered national attention, partly due to the brutality of his crimes and partly because of his unrepentant demeanor. He was found guilty of first-degree murder and sentenced to death.
Well, you know, if my knowledge serves me right, in the US, there had been a 10-year moratorium on the death penalty. So definitely Gilmore's insistence on his execution reignited the debate over capital punishment, is that right?
Yes, that's right. On 17 January 1977, Gary Gilmore was executed by a firing squad at Utah State Prison, becoming the first person to be executed in the United States since the reinstatement of the death penalty in 1976. His final words were, "Let's do it."
Oh, so "just do it" has historical importance, which we are now going to term as denotative signs. We can relate them according to Barthes here. The denotative signifier will be "let's do it," which is the physical form of the sign, and the signified will be the execution and the unrepentant demeanor. That is the mental concept or meaning associated with the signifiers. The sign will be the call for action or doing it quickly, as Gilmore requested.
So now it is clear to me till this part. Let us discuss now the second understanding of semiotics.
Oh yes, I can see now. Dan Whedon recognized the power and conviction behind Gary Gilmore's final words. He found inspiration in an unexpected place. The last words of Gary Gilmore, a convicted murderer who was executed in Utah in 1977. Eventually, he adapted the phrase for Nike's new campaign, ultimately settling on the slogan Just Do It on 1st July 1988.
Since then, the Just Do It marketing campaign proved to be a game changer for Nike. The campaign was an instant hit, resonating with people across different backgrounds and becoming a rallying cry for personal achievement and perseverance.
Yes, the Just Do It campaign tapped into the emotions of determination, courage, and self-belief, creating a powerful connection with the audience as well as fostering brand loyalty. The phrase became ingrained in popular culture, with people using it as a mantra to motivate themselves and others in various aspects of life.
So here we have come eventually to the connotative sign. Let's Do It will be the signifier and signified to take action, overcoming challenges. And the sign will be empowerment, determination, perseverance. In the course of years, it has become a foundational ideology and myth. So remember, the sign Just Do It is influenced by social conventions and cultural context.
Well, I wonder if you might indulge me for a moment and separate the slogan into the three words used to create. They each have their meanings according to my research. Just means conforming to a standard of correctness or proper. It is also defined as acting or being in conformity with what is morally upright or good, which is righteous. Do means to bring, to pass, to carry out. It also means to execute, commit, perform, and produce. And it is used to refer to a thing previously mentioned or easily identified.
So let me summarize everything here then. The slogan Just Do It transcended the world of sports, resonating with people from all walks of life. And now it encourages individuals to take action, be it in sports, fitness, or personal growth. It also encourages action, determination, and perseverance. Whether it's athletes like Michael Jordan or everyday people, the slogan has inspired countless individuals to push their limits and achieve their goals.
So, next time, listeners, when you see those three words, remember their unexpected origin and the impact they've had on generations of Nike enthusiasts. Remember that in some way, you're also being influenced by the Just Do It.
That is right. You must carefully observe your surroundings and historical backgrounds in your daily life, because these signs can be linguistic words, visual images, symbols, or even non-verbals, which means gestures and behaviors.
Yes, so dear listeners, Just Do It. For more information on this topic, you can Google it. Sites are available just for your reference.
Stay tuned to our podcast and you will hear various topics we cover.
Just Do It.